Velkommen til Electroland Special. I dag skal vi sætte lidt fokus på det nyeste album fra John Technic. Jeg er din vært og tekniker Bjørn Jeppesen. Og lige lidt, så får vi også John Technic med på telefonen til at fortælle lidt om det her album. Men først denne her. Velkommen til. Nyeste udspil fra John Technic hedder Structural, og det synes jeg da lige vi skulle have med. Det fik jeg ikke nævnt til at starte med, men nu har jeg gjort det, og vi snupper et nummer mere fra det album, og bagefter så snakker jeg lidt med John Technic. We'll be right back. Hello, John. Welcome to Electroland Special. Great to have you on board again.
Thank you.
You released a new album, so tell us a little bit about the inspiration for that one.
Well, it's called Structural. It's basically an idea I had ages and ages ago about the inspiration I got from just different structures and districts around the world. I always had a fascination with the Eiffel Tower in France for some reason. I don't know why. I just love the steel structure and stuff. And it just expanded from there, really. A friend of mine started sending me links to pictures of all these structures around the world. And I just thought, well, I could make this into an album, you know.
Yeah. So, how did you work musically with that idea?
Well, a complete change for me. I mean, I've always been a Pro Tools person. Basically, I would start in Pro Tools and finish in Pro Tools. It would just be one process, you know. But this time, what I did, I got myself an iPad and I started looking at all the different apps you could get to make music and manipulate sounds and stuff, and I've got really into it. Maybe a bit too sidetracked at times, with more about messing with sound rather than writing music. But towards the end, I suddenly found a couple of apps I stuck with, which helped me make like backing tracks, really, which became the sort of demos, if you like, for the tracks on the album, which I then put onto Pro Tools and did the post-production in that environment.
And you included some guests on this album as well. How come that you wanted guest musicians to be involved?
Well, I've always been a fan of bands like Wakesop, for example, who have like a lot of guest vocals and stuff. I just think it adds a bit more colour to the overall sound of an album. Especially with electronic music, it can be very hard to keep people interested unless you have like a vocal hook or something. So my first idea was really just to get a couple of guest vocalists, but then I ended up doing a track with Malt Steiner in Germany for a track which I thought would be a good idea to have it a track sung in German on the album, as I seem to have, you know, a lot of people in Germany who follow what I do. So it'd be a kind of nice thing to do, you know, for me to sort of share something in their native language. And then Malt sort of added some electronics to the track as well. So the track expanded into a real collaboration, which I was really, really happy with, and it's going to be like the second single from the album.
So sort of a tribute to the German fans, perhaps?
Yeah, it's like something for them.
Yeah. And which other guests on the album?
Well, I've got Jane Cayley from Vile Electrodes singing on a track. I did this track called The Great Wall, and it ended up with me just saying to her, can you just say the phrase, The Great Wall, in different ways? And she sent me this recording over my backing track, and I, with sort of a view to kind of take what I wanted from it, and I ended up just leaving it as she sent it, because it just fit in with everything I'd done so well, you know, so it was a happy accident. And then I did a track with Martin Phillip, who's a friend of mine who does his own music as well. He lives in Sweden. I've collaborated with him before on a few tracks now, and we did a track called The Bridge, which is I don't know how the pronunciation is, the Orson Bridge, which, you know, I don't know if that's exactly how you pronounce it, but that literally came about because of a TV series I liked called The Bridge. And I just thought it was a great structure that spanned between like Denmark and Sweden. So again, it's got a real sort of international feel, I think.
Great. So I've read there will be some kind of remixes as well on some of the singles. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. There's, I'm hoping Metroland have been involved. Sven from Metroland sent me a demo of their remix, which is sounding really good, as usual for Metroland. So,
can you perhaps reveal some more of the remixes?
Oh yeah, there's. I mean, the next single, the German song, is I have about a 10-track release of remixes coming for that, which has bands like Deutsche Bank and Le Cliché, iEuropean, you know, some really strong names in there. So I'm really excited about that one.
That's perfect.
I think it's, for me it's important because there's a lot of people on the scene who are making great music. So I try and do, you know, it's nice to have a reinterpretation of what I've done personally, but also to kind of share these people that I've kind of stumbled across.
Could you mention your websites? Where can people buy your albums?
Well, there will be the standard download sites like iTunes and Amazon, etc. But if you want a physical copy, there's my own website, which is johntechnicmusic.com, or also my Bandcamp. If you just search for John Technic or Structural, I'm sure you can order CDs from there as well.
Du lytter stadigvæk til Electroland Special med John Technic og det seneste udspil fra ham, som hedder Structural. Akihabara. Akihabara. Så er det ved at være slut på Electroland Special. Mit navn er Bjørn Ebbesen, og jeg sad her i de sidste næsten 30 minutter og snakkede lidt med John Technic, også i udsendelsen her jo. Og ja, du skal købe hans seneste album Structural, synes jeg. Det er et rigtig fint album. Vi slutter her med et nummer mere fra albumet, og så høres vi ved næste gang.